Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 71. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, remember to mark your calendars for Saturday, June 18th, when we will present our 13th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in Brooklyn, New York. The expo engages children in a variety of sports, fitness, and nutrition activities, and is totally free. For more information, visit our website at www.bodysculpt.org. Now, in this episode of our 6 Weeks of Fitness program, I will be joined by Eric Paul Meredith, a classically trained chef, registered dietitian, certified health education, and youth exercise specialist. Eric Paul Meredith has over the last 7 years established himself as an expert in positive youth development and childhood health education and promotion. Having provided health education to thousands of youth, he knows the importance of presenting complex health information in a way that is easy to understand, entertaining, and engaging. On September 24, 2015, Eric launched the first pilot of his health-themed comic book, Creation Curriculum, at Passages Charter School in Chicago, called Superheroes in the Classroom. Now, remember the words of Emmett Fox, who said, "Nature always takes you at your own valuation. Believe you are the child of God. Really believe it. Believe that you express divine life, divine truth, and divine love. Believe that divine wisdom guides you. Believe that God is your supply. Believe that God is helping and blessing humanity through you. Believe that you are a special enterprise on the part of God and that He is opening your way. And what you really believe, that you will demonstrate. And now that's worth thinking about." Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. After proudly serving in the U.S. Navy as a Russian linguist, Eric Paul Meredith returned to Chicago and obtained a Bachelor of Information Systems degree from the University of Illinois at Chicago. He worked in technology and sales for most of his career at Fortune 100 companies such as McDonald's Corporation, IBM, and Aramark. In 2007, Eric followed his passion to become a chef and started a healthy meal delivery service that addressed Chicago's food deserts. After 3 years of serving hundreds of Chicagoans, he decided to close his business and enrolled in the University of Illinois at Chicago's nutrition program to become one of the nation's foremost experts in food and nutrition. Eric completed his Master of Nutrition program and became a registered dietitian and certified personal trainer. Over the last 7 years, Eric established himself as an expert in positive youth development and childhood health education and promotion. Having provided health education to thousands of youth, he knows the importance of presenting complex health information in a way that is easy to understand, entertaining, and engaging. On September 24, 2015, he launched his first pilot of the health-themed comic book Creation Curriculum at Passages Charter School in Chicago called Superheroes in the Classroom. I am pleased to have Eric Meredith on my 6 Weeks of Fitness program. Eric, how are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure, man. I want to just share with my audience the work that you're doing for children, man. But first of all, let me just say, from one Navy vet to another, thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you for your service.
How many years did you do in the Navy?
I did 5.5.
Okay, cool. And where were you stationed?
Stationed in Texas, Connecticut, Fort Meade, Maryland, Turkey, sent up Turkey, San Diego, California. So quite a few places. San Angelo, Texas. Yeah.
Yep. So nice, man. Yeah. I love all those places. I bet you like San Diego the best.
You know, San Diego probably would come second. I probably would probably prefer D.C.,
Really?
Yes, I like. D.C. East Coast. I mean, you had access to Baltimore, you know, New York, Philadelphia, and then you had a lot of, historically black colleges in that area, and I kind of like the environment.
So, well, what made you become a Russian linguist?
Wow. So, was in a program. I had two choices based on my test scores. It was either nuclear engineer or Russian linguist. So I thought that working in naval intelligence, that I would have a chance to be a double agent and do
right.
some exciting and cool stuff versus work in some type of engine room all day, every day. And then my Russian teacher told me first day, he was like, Gospodin Korn, Mr. Korn, of course, they will spot you very quickly in Russia, being an African-American male. So you would probably not be a double agent. You'd probably be someplace on a submarine vessel or some plane overhead or some remote listening site, and I think he had
That's
it right.
True.
So, but I wanted to explore more of the creative side versus the kind of math and science side in the Navy.
I know when I was when I did my testing, I qualified for a jet mechanic.
Oh, wow.
Or or administration, and I took administration, my brother.
Okay, there you go.
I didn't want to be flying, messing around with jets.
Right.
You know? But let's talk about the Eric Paul Meredith that we have here today, man.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
You were born and raised in Chicago, right?
Born and raised in Chicago, yes.
Who were your role models growing up?
Oh, definitely, you know, I think my parents and, you know, people in the community, that's who I had the most engagement with. You know, I definitely had, you know, stars, you know, Michael Jordan and people on the Steelers and Cowboys and, you know, baseball players. But, you know, for the most part, I appreciated, you know, what my parents did day in, day out and really understood that. And they taught me a lot of life lessons early. I started my first business when I was 8 years old. Used to go out with my father when he had his real estate and worked at my mom's company doing stuff. So, you know, I got some hands-on exposure, really understanding. And then, you know, mother was sick at one point in time, so I had to stay with, you know, relatives. So at an early age, I began to understand, you know, the dynamics of the world at large and really had an appreciation for my parents and my extended family. So they were probably my biggest role models. And teachers, you know, people that I could see and touch every day and day, because I was more of a reinforcement type of person that I had to see some consistency and see you test it. So I was different versus someone who I didn't know on a TV screen, who I never spoke to. You know, what were they really doing for me besides entertaining? They weren't putting food on the table. They weren't, you know, wiping my tears away, you know. Help me with a bruise, helping educate me, giving me experiences. So, you know, I really kept things in perspective as a young person. So
now, let me ask you about your Health Heroes comic book.
Yes.
Now, how did that come about?
Well, it's interesting. So, you know, when I was in my master's in nutrition program at the University of North Chicago, you know, you hear all the childhood obesity statistics, you know, one out of three children is either overweight or obese. You hear that, you know, only one out of 10 children will grow up to be health literate, have the ability to obtain, process, and make use of health information. And, you know, and then the really compelling statistic is, you know, this generation is said to be probably won't live as long as their parents because chronic disease is catching up to us, the lack of a sedentary lifestyle, over-consuming portions, added sugars, too much sodium. So even though we have a lot of medical advancements, you know, our lifestyle habits have caught up with us. So I was really trying to figure out a way to address it. So research shows that you should reach folks early, i.e. when they're younger, the younger, the better. And so that 9 to 13 age range is when they begin to really understand the world around them and begin to form lifelong habits. So I said, okay, how could I reach these young people in a compelling way? There's everything from games to music, entertainment, all forms of entertainment. And so one of the things I thought about that I enjoyed growing up was comic books. And so when you talk about visual narrative, it makes it more of a compelling way to teach versus just being expert-driven didactic. So you create a compelling story, you increase engagement and retention of information, you create relatable characters. So now young people are beginning to see themselves in scenarios through the role of the characters and familiar experiences and begin to question their own decision making while they're engaged in the story, and can laugh and share in some of these experiences with the characters who they, you know, relate to, because all the characters are between the age of 9 and 13, except H, which is modeled after my character, and then M, who's my not-so-good evil twin sister. So I thought it was a really compelling way, and it's something that they can pass along to a friend, something that they can read over and over again, versus sometime a lecture is one of those things that's kind of fleeting information. So I thought comic books were a great way to do it, and the research kind of backs that up as well, and something that I was passionate about and I can feel, you know, great about doing, you know, creating works of art, stories, and educating at the same time.
Very, very good. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I have a program, an organization called Body Scope of New York.
Yes.
And our focus is also on childhood obesity.
Right.
Right. And each year we do the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo to engage children in a variety of activities, you know, because we believe that if you expose children to a variety of activities, they'll find one they enjoy and will continue, right? So, and your concept with health heroes and my concept with sports and fitness as a way to help children to become more active and healthy, it's kind of, there's some synergy there, you know?
Absolutely. It's funny you say that. Yeah. So a lot of things that, you know, when you're, especially when you engage in children, should be based on interest. If they have an interest, they're more motivated to do it. And the latest issue is around soccer. So they wanted to do something around the First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative around exercise, teamwork, healthy eating, and anti-bullying. So we used evidence-based information from the Let's Move, .gov site, and what interests you? A lot of young people were interested in soccer. Like, what about soccer might, you know, challenge you? Will it, like, not making the team? And, like, if you don't make the team, how can you still be physically active? Well, they formed a running club. So they formed this running club. There was a bully on the soccer team. Of course, there was an antagonist. Hmm. And a bunch of them didn't make the soccer team. And the dark cart, two of the not-so-good young people, trained the soccer team, so they weren't doing teamwork, they weren't sleeping well, they weren't eating well, they weren't, you know, practicing like they should. Did, you know, all the things that, you know, you shouldn't do. And then the H team, who were the good young people, actually worked with the running club. They worked with the principal to get it sponsored. They ate well. They, you know, practiced the craft. They were very supportive of the teammates. They learned stress management, proper eating, and so forth. And then at the end of the story, of course, the bully wants to join the running club because it's highly successful. You know, half the class said no, half the class said yes, and then half the class that said no said, well, I probably got to take the higher road to teach young people a lesson and let them on TV. Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So, yeah, the comic book was co-created by a classroom and based on their interests, and they chose soccer. Uh-huh. So I think, much like with your program, if you provide a variety of options to young people, I think you have a greater chance of success. And then once they find one that they're engaged in, it's more natural than forced. Sometimes I think parents force young people into sports or activities based on their wishes versus the wishes of the young person. So my parents actually exposed me to a variety of things, and I was able to choose the one that I liked. So say, for instance, I was doing organized sports most of my life, and then I found martial arts. I love the workouts. I love the discipline. So geared more towards doing, you know, martial arts when I was a junior and a senior in high school versus the organized sports. So all because, you know, they exposed me to quite a variety of things.
Your first book was launched in September, correct?
Yeah, the first book was launched in December of 2014.
Oh, December 2014.
Yes.
Okay, and how has the response been?
You know, we sold, you know, a couple hundred copies. You know, I think the primary, it's tough. You know, I'm learning a lot about the children's picture book space. You know, to reach the individual consumer, i.e. the parent and the child, because you have to, you know, use traditional marketing tactics. So what I'm doing now, I've kind of switched focus and working a lot more with schools and youth serving organizations. And so you know, because it's a different type of sale. They have access to thousands of young people. And so, yes. And through that, the young people, once they get the book in their hands, they love it. Once they see these characters from all around the globe, they're between the ages of 9 and 13. They have all these cool powers related to health. The book, you know, I had a guy, Nate Lovett from Nickelodeon, who did the artwork. And I got a Carl Bowlers out of New York. He used to work for nice. Marvel, did the writing. So they love nice. It that they see it's a commercially you know, done comic book with these great health messages. So I think, you know, working with schools and youth service organizations is the way to go. And I got some really cool projects coming up, and hopefully we get a Kickstarter campaign funded to produce the second edition of Health Heroes this year. And then also we're going to do 4 10-minute hip hop fitness videos, which we'll make publicly available. Then we're going to have an animated comic, kind of doing one nutrition topic with a downloadable activity book. So we're going to hopefully get a grant to do that and make that publicly available. And then take some of the young people through the comic book creation curriculum as well. And that could be a teacher led. So when I do it, we're usually getting content for the next edition of Health Heroes, but, you know, teachers can also buy the curriculum standalone and do the online training and work with classrooms, allow them to create comic books about whatever they want that's health related.
That's excellent, because it's so necessary, man. And like you said, you know, obesity is a major epidemic right now, and children today may not live as long as their parents. And to me, you know, that's a call to action.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And more people need to get on board with it. Well, you formed a company, am I correct?
Yeah, Health Heroes, yes.
Health Heroes. Is that a not-for-profit?
It's actually a for-profit, and I'll tell you why. So I wanted to be – just think about the companies behind Marvel, Hunger Games – Twilight, you know, DC, you know, they're making the type of money that's sustainable. And we're partnering with not-for-profits, like the 4 hip-hop exercise videos talked about. We're working with the not-for-profit Youth Guidance. They're going to write the grant, and we're going to be a partner. But I chose eventually I do see a not-for-profit in the future, but we chose a for-profit company. So we can do the type of deals, the blockbuster deals with the Disneys and the Sonys of the world, to be able to be commercially viable and create a sustainable enterprise, and to compete with some of the big players, some of the food industry players, and some of the other players that aren't marketing healthy lifestyle to our young people in the right way. So I want to be able to compete commercially with them without any limitations.
Okay. Now, are there any other health comic books out there like this?
You know, there's a few. So there's Max Axion is a black scientist that goes around and takes kids on adventures.
Really?
So that's out there. And then there's a company out of UK called MediKids, where they go in and explore the body using their characters who have different powers. So that's been around for about 3 or 4 years. They've probably sold a couple million copies worldwide. So there's a few out there. Really, really, when you look at the number of titles, outside of this, probably 50 comic books alone on zombies. So, and there's, you know, a handful on health. And, you know, what happens is a lot of them are one-time things. They get a grant to do a particular disease state like diabetes or something like that. I know the Pink Panther has a book that explains diabetes to both parents and children, versus creating something that can kind of stand on its own and compete against the rest of the marketplace, i.e. you build up characters, you have this great story, and no matter what you're talking about, whether it's, you know, the zombie apocalypse or it's werewolves, right. I mean, you know you can build it on its own, even eventually turn it into merchandise and movies. So that's kind of where I'm going with it. And but there's a few titles out there. There definitely could be more, but there's a few. And there's a few that have been created by some research institutions and universities, which, you know, once again, are one-time things.
Okay. So what makes your comic book different?
You know, I think what makes it different is, one, when I've done a few comic events, C2E2, Comic Entertainment Convention, and the Comic-Con, and one of the things that the young people, I'm big about my customers telling me what's different as well. I kind of got my idea what's different, is young people said, hey, we don't have any superheroes that are our age, not in the masses. Most of the comic books are now geared towards adults. If you think about it, most of the people I saw at these comic conventions were adults. They're adult characters dealing with adult-like issues. However, that's why Spider-Man is so popular. He's a teenager who deals with teenage stuff, but he happens to have these superpowers to save the world. So, one, when you talk about being able to relate to young people, that's one of the big things. The characters reflect their life. The other thing is, it's done by some industry professionals. Makes it really great. When you talk about an independent person, I work with somebody from Marvel. He did Avengers, X-Men, Sonic Hedgehog. He's been doing it for 20-plus years. My guy Nate has won awards. He works, done some work for Nickelodeon, some great brands. So he's a talented artist. So people love the fact that it's well done from a standpoint. I've even had people in the industry tell me that it's a quality book, the art is awesome, the storyline is awesome, it's put together in a nice professional manner. So I'm pretty proud to come out of the box and put together a really good product. And then the other thing is the topics that I talk about. You know, it's not about blowing up the world, the asteroids, or fighting, you know, aliens. It's about health, right. All different types of health. Whatever that might mean to the young person, it's based on youth interest. It's co-created by youth for youth, and then it also teaches character development, and then it also talks about morality as well. If you use the word morality versus religion or spirituality, just because, you know, I think there's some moral things that a lot of people can agree on, or the majority of people can agree on, that we want to teach, like being morally just in the environment. You know, people having access to food, us not destroying the planet. You know, those type things, you know, are leaving these resources available for many generations to come. So, so those are some things that I think makes it very unique.
No, I definitely agree. Now, are there any of these other comic books in the school system right now?
You know, I haven't really seen a lot. I'm sure there is. I'm not like, you know, most folks, I run into a lot of entrepreneurs and it's like, I'm the only one with this idea. There's a variety of different, you know, characters that are selling stuff or promoting stuff in the school system. Everything from STEM, science, technology, engineering, math concepts to fruit and vegetables. But, you know, I have not seen a dominant, prolific presence in the school systems with a comic book. I know Marvel did one on anti-bullying, which was pretty popular with Spider-Man and some of the other characters from Avengers. But I haven't really seen a lot, and that's my goal. So great segue into, I want to be all things health. I want to, you know, have fitness equipment, you know, targeted towards young people. I want to have, exercise games. I want to have, you know, activity books integrated with math, science, technology, and reading. So I want to be present. I want to be able to have 10-minute fitness videos so when they're taking classroom activity breaks, they see young people looking like them doing the exercises. So it builds up their self-confidence they can do it versus some, you know, you and I being the fitness guys, and they're like, well, of course you guys can do it. You guys are, you know, athletic, right. You know. So I definitely see me building a brand into a wide array of products and services for the schools.
Okay. So what are you doing to promote it, to get it out there? I know you're doing this podcast, obviously, and mm-hmm. what other vehicles, what other avenues are you using?
Mm-hmm. Well, I primarily use social media a lot. So that's probably the biggest avenue. I haven't done a lot of traditional advertising, but hopefully through this grant and making some of the resources publicly available, we do have, as part of that grant, really promoting it to the school systems, you know, using, you know, digital marketing, sending out emails to a wide variety of key stakeholders, letting them know what we're doing. So we're kind of, it's kind of grassroots. We want to really focus on developing a really good product and getting consumer input, and then, you know, kind of build it, you know, one school district at a time.
Okay, sounds good. So, all right, so you're looking to get a grant to help you with the funding.
Yeah, for the fitness hip hop videos and possibly, you know, the backup to the Kickstarter campaign, if it's not successful, we're trying to raise $10,000, is to, you know, build my time out, and so we could fund the comic book through the proceeds of the grant. Yeah, we're going to develop a couple of animated pages on particular topics, but that's only 4 pages. But the next edition, the Health Heroes Let's Move edition, we're trying to use the Kickstarter to fund that. However, I can also possibly build that into the grant to be able to find a way to fund the next edition of Health Heroes as well.
It really does sound great to me and exciting because, you know, I deal with kids as well. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually going to be presenting a program in the middle schools next month, speaking to children about healthy living. And I'm always looking for other avenues and ideas, ways to make it exciting and entertaining to them. So this is a great vehicle that you have, I believe, you know?
Oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I want to see you get it out. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Nobody better than me too. Yeah, absolutely. It will come to light. It's just, like I said, you know, trying different. One path doesn't get me there. The Lord above will give me another path.
Exactly, because I know that this book, this book here, you have it in Chicago, right? In the Chicago schools.
Well, the first book is available on Amazon and print and Kindle, so that's available in all different countries and definitely in the United States. Now this second book, and then as part of the curriculum, we give young people 25 copies of Health Heroes and also 25 copies of a youth produced comic book as well. So it's starting to penetrate Chicago, doing a couple events this month for Black History Month with a company called organization called Turn the Page. They purchased 125 copies to do readings to the young people, so they decided to focus on health. So a lot of the material that they're doing, and then I'm doing a one-day comic book workshop with some of the young people as part of these health and wellness days that they call them, with about four schools in Chicago. So it's definitely penetrating Chicago, but once again, I think I have to find a way to create more of a national and a global presence with the book.
Have you reached out to the First Lady?
I have. So we reached out to her office. Our marketing guy reached out, and we asked her for the office's endorsement of the book.
Yes.
And then we also asked her to possibly be a character in the book as well. So we haven't heard a yes, and we haven't heard a no. But, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, since we're using a lot of content from Let's Move, that we can get an official endorsement.
Okay, sounds great. And you must also let me know what we can do on this end in New York City, you know, to kind of further along your agenda, which is also our agenda,
okay,
to increase health and fitness in the schools, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think the more allies you have, the more support you have, the stronger you are, you know?
I agree.
And you want to get all the major markets involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, definitely New York, L.A., you know, Atlanta. I mean,
Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, Southeast. You name it, Philadelphia. We definitely plan to do it. But I think, you know, once we create a good model, we've also submitted it to the Office of Student Health and Wellness to get official approval on our curriculum. So we're waiting on a formal approval on that. So we're doing all of the things, you know, to kind of prove out that it works. And I think once people see that it works and you get a lot of great testimonials, then other people will jump on board.
Exactly. You got to do your due diligence, got to get the sanctions from the powers that be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once they get on board, then it should be a lot easier for you.
Right.
Regardless of that, though, you have grassroots, and you got to work your grassroots angles as well, you know?
Yep.
That's important. Now, as far as social media, how can my listeners follow you, Eric?
So they can follow me on Facebook at The Health Heroes, and then on Twitter at The Health Heroes.
Perfect. The Health Heroes on Facebook and on Twitter at The Health Heroes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Because when I get this interview out, I am going to tag you on this as well.
No, I appreciate it.
Let's stay in touch because I want to be a part of your journey here. I believe in it. And we've got to work together to make it happen, you know?
Okay, likewise.
Okay, Eric Paul Meredith, on behalf of Body Sculpt of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for being on our show.
And thank you for having me and the invite.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weekstofitness.com. Take care. Bye-bye.